We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bale. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BaleChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaviralo out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know, Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Sui, Los Angeles.
Good stuff. It's just about the British accent, Jim. Yeah, it's just good stuff. Hey, if you just joined the show, glad you're with us. We're here on the first of our two stops at our Man Cave Winners, brought to you by Coffin by Design West. We're here at the home of Mark and Ann Carter out here in West Little Rock. Sort of weird. Jim Harris is here on behalf of the Arkstar Game and Fish. A little weird coming into a person's house you just meet one day ago. You're here at 5:30, and not only that, you're putting it out there. People are looking at the inside of your house. Yeah. Mark, I know that your wife Ann is seeing the comments on Facebook. People are loving it. They love the way it looks. So not that you needed any validation, but people are loving the hug room.
Well, thank you all very much. Yeah, I appreciate it. I didn't really think this was anything special. It was just like my fortress of solitude.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally had a place to put all my stuff. You know?
Well, it's interesting, you know, Jimmy, you were saying that, you know, it's weird being a journalist in Arkansas and you're supposed to be unbiased, and then, but like you said, you start putting up a lot of hog stuff and you're like, well, wait a minute, can you be both? I mean, you know.
Well, you have to have a heck of a ability to compartmentalize things, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't surround myself with this much. I now have a lot of the stuff Mark has. I mean, I've got Rick Schaefer's football vault book that.
People have
given me a lot of Razorback stuff through the years, and then I'm not professionally covering them anymore. I mean, once Arkansas Sports 360 ended, I could, you know, fall back and potentially be a fan, but I really hadn't.
So if you go on the cameras, you can see, and like I said, Roger, at some point we should rotate. One of the things, if you just joined the show, that I was most amazed by, Jim, that I did and never seen, is a cool poster, Arkansas Razorbacks chairman of the board. I wasn't here in the 70s. And that's and I've never seen that poster. And I'm sure, listen, if you're a collector like our buddy Wes Sutton, probably have that one, and you have the.
I feel like that picture was in a media guide book that Rick put out in '78, and somebody turned it into a big poster like that.
That's probably what happened. Yeah.
And then you've got the yard. By the way, somebody wants Roger. They've wanted you now, and this is a great idea. Roger's our yard guy. He's the yard guy. Like to evaluate Mark's yard. On a scale of 10 Morning Mayhems.
And it's organic.
10 Morning Mayhems is the best. 1 Morning Mayhem is the worst.
It is.
He's dealing with no sun on the back. He's got a lot of trees, a lot of shade. Hard to grow grass.
No, you can't. You've got to let it grow. You've got to let it be organic because there's a lot of moisture back there with the creek and
so
everything that's going on as well.
Eight?
Oh, I'd give it on a scale of 10 Morning Mayhems for what it is.
Yes.
I think it's a 9.
Oh, wow.
It's a 9 easy.
Very nice.
And that's because you can't do a lot. So you have to let it be natural, and I actually like it.
You have to use a weed eater a lot of times instead of the lawnmower, right?
Yeah. Just wait till you mow and weed eat it. Then it'll go from 9 to a 1.
No, there's no, because you got the roots. No, it's good. It's good yard. Good yard.
Jimmy, you know
now you see that hat up there in the corner?
Yeah.
That's a cowboy hat.
Yeah. I do.
That's red with a.
Yeah.
That reminds me of a guy many years ago named Catfish Montgomery. And the Gazette would show his picture all the time because he followed the hogs around. Because just so happened his kid played quarterback. Remember who I'm talking about?
No.
Bill Montgomery? And Catfish Montgomery would be everywhere wearing that kind of hat up there.
Those things.
Bill Montgomery's dad. Wow.
That
is gold.
I think you didn't hear a lot of stories about him, but I think Orville must have known Catfish pretty well. I think Catfish Montgomery was kind of like another other parents that we've had that follow the team around a lot. And
well,
you know, and want their son to do well.
It was funny. So yesterday, we just meet Mark for the first time. We don't know. We know Mark works for Heather Baker at
You and I have spoken.
That's right. That's right.
But I think it was the first time we met in person.
That's right. And then we come over to your house and just barge in, and we go, this is what we're going to do. And then at the very end, Jim, he goes, we're going to take it. I want to show you something back here before you leave. So we go back, and we go down, and we're thinking, all right.
Yeah.
I see that. He takes us underneath the basement. I'm thinking, we may have to find a way out of here, Roger. We may have a what's the movie with Clarice?
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. He's going to take us to this dungeon.
Yeah.
We open.
There's another scene. I thought it might end up a sort of Pulp Fiction like.
Yeah. We open the
and the gimp comes out.
We open the door. And there are 364 hats on racks that are one by one that can all be seen displayed. It's a hat collection of mostly Razorback hats.
It's about half. I'd say it's about half Razorback.
Yeah. So it's like you have a loving wife that's very understanding for all the things you want to do.
Now, the hats are when I think about if I had all the money back that I've spent.
Oh, wow.
About half of them been given to me. I probably bought about half of them over the years. And I think about, man, that's the $30 a pop, man,
or ball caps?
Yeah. No, just ball caps, yeah.
What's that oldest one? What's the oldest one that you have?
That Ocean Pacific. From like 1980.
Falling apart.
I actually wore that in high school.
Yeah. Well, you have to keep it.
And I'm 60, so.
I tell you, too, by the way, I don't know if you saw the DJ Gasso hat, some of the hats. They're having the big, big letters on the, I'm really liking those. I need to order some of those. Big block letters. I don't know if you've noticed them.
Maybe I just look at them and know that I'm not going to wear one.
Yeah. Can I say something just really briefly about Orlando Waters?
Yes.
You mentioned that he passed away. Yeah. I hate that. I was covering him back then for the Gazette. Of course, Jack Crow's years, Joe Kines, and of course, you know, Orlando had the huge 80-yard punt return, whatever, 77-yard punt return against Tennessee that really put Arkansas in position to pull that game out. They missed the two-point conversion, but they get the onside kick, and they drive to – and Tennessee never gets the ball back again, and we win the game 25-24.
And Tennessee was number
but
either
they
one,
were
two,
four,
or four,
four,
in the
country. And, of course, that's when Frank, after the game, and, you know, the late, great Bob Holt quoted him and said, he goes, "We back! The Razorbacks are back!"
That's what Frank said.
Yes. But Orlando was really cool because I think he was probably iffy in the grades, but Arkansas got him away from the state of Alabama. Yeah. But Alabama, the Crimson Tide, didn't take a shot at him because they weren't sure he'd be eligible. Not to dismiss any of that, but he said something that was really cool to me, David. I was talking to him one day and I said, you know, you get a lot out of your talent for only being listed as a 4.6 in the 40 or something like that.
Yeah.
Because you saw him too. You know, he was, there's game speed and then there's track speed.
Yeah, right.
And he goes, it ain't all about the 40 time. And I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
The 40
and
time.
I didn't know. Craig O'Neill joins us. Good morning, Craig.
I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to listen.
Yeah. So
because it ain't about the 40 time.
It ain't about the top 40 time.
Talk about Orlando Waters passing, 54 years old. He was the one in the first 2 years when the Razorbacks from the SEC delivered on that upset by Joe Kines was the coach going to Tennessee and beating them. He also had a 99-yard interception return against LSU that I did not remember. And then he, I think, is either third or fourth all-time in interceptions. He has 12. Atwater, I think, has either 15 or 14. Gary Adams is next. After that, I had no idea he had that many interceptions. Sometimes we forget.
Yeah.
You know,
he always seemed to be right there, didn't he?
And he was so good, Craig. I think it was a comment by Joe Kines or whatever. He was such a good player. Get him on the field. When you got a guy that can make things happen, punt return, interceptions, whatever, just get him out there and let him do his thing. And you're right. It's not just about a 40.
Whatever the game needed, Orlando seemed to be there.
Yeah. Oh,
he's a gamer.
Yeah. Craig, what do you think about the
I'm game? In awe. Yes. My testosterone level is all-time high. This is 100%. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah,
and at the age of 75, all I can think of is, how are you going to get rid of all this?
Well, I have two boys, two young adult boys here. It's going to be theirs one day, and they're going to be getting rid of
it. Oh, you got the Darren McFadden Sports Illustrated cover. Oh,
yeah. He has them all, Craig.
Look at the bobbleheads. Oh, my word.
It's a little bit of everything. And then, listen, we by the way, I want to thank every Man Cave contestant that sent stuff in. Because there were some other really cool Man Caves. Some of them were bigger than this. Some of them were about the same size. But there was, if you look, Raj, if you saw a lot of the pictures, the concentration that you have in just a small area is pretty intense. I mean, he shows also Craig. He's a Redskin fan, so he's got some cool
Commanders.
Well, that's what back then. Yeah. You also have a picture with the pig guys, the hog guys.
Oh, I got to go to the final game played at RFK Stadium in '96. Wow. Yeah, I got my picture taken with some of the quote hogs.
Do you go to every game?
Well, I'm a season ticket holder for the Hogs. No, I've only been to 3 Redskins games.
Now. No, I mean for the Razorbacks.
Oh, well, I don't end up. Some years I go to every.
Are you a supporter? Are you a Razorback fan?
I'm a foundation member and a season ticket.
And it goes back, right? It goes back to your dad, right?
Oh, my dad was, and I've gotten season tickets since the late '90s, and getting thrown some money up.
Now, have you been moved? Have you had to move your seats to a less prominent location?
This year, for the
because
first
that's
time.
Been a controversy now.
I was kind of lucky. I think for a few years there, I avoided that, and I had great 30 yard line, like on row 48, great seats. But now it was on the east side, so
oh my,
yeah,
you're
so
stupid.
So now I'm on the west side now, but I think I'm somewhere in between the goal line and the 10. And so, whatever.
Well, thanks, honey.
I'm just glad I'm still in the stadium.
Listen to you now, that's a fan right there.
So,
first of all, before you go on, let's one statement. There is a stepbrother moment in here where he says,
we've got to tell that story. That's so good, Roger. Yesterday, if you've seen the movie Step Brothers, we'll tell you what the scene is. I come around the corner. You've got three prominent, like, I think, Razorbacks signatures, and I think I forget who it was, but you've got all athletes. You've got athletes signed, and all of a sudden there's one. I was like, who is that?
Who is that guy? Tell everybody who you have there other than the one we're talking about that's not the athlete. On that, you know what I'm talking about?
Which one?
He's not remembering. So here's the deal. So he goes, well, of course, that's Richard Roundtree. Craig and Jim, I go, look at Roger, and I look at him, I go, Richard Roundtree, why would you have Richard Roundtree autograph picture? And then I think of the stepbrother scene where
because when you're getting autographs signed by a prominent Razorback or Washington Redskin athletes, and you see Richard Roundtree go by, you're not going to get an autograph.
Richard Roundtree. Randy Jackson. Exactly right. You know, in the stepbrothers, he's got a Randy Jackson signed samurai sword. He goes, why do you have a samurai sword signed by Randy Jackson? You're not going to not.
Yeah, that's all I had. And you're not going to get Randy Jackson to sign it.
Say when you met him?
Well, I just got him to sign it. It was at a health fair. He was at a health fair at UCA, and I was working for Cartie at the time, and I was doing the Cartie booth there. And Richard Roundtree's there, you know, and I guess it was Conway Regional, I think, had sponsored it. And I was like, whoa, man, I got to, you know.
It's Richard Roundtree.
And he just, on his own, he totally signed it to Mark, one bad mother from another. I may have planted the idea in his head. But,
just what's so funny, you're looking at athlete, and Richard Roundtree.
Because you see a black guy picture with all the other athletes right there, and you go, well, who's that guy? Because I don't see he's not a uniform or anything.
Richard Roundtree. Good stuff. My buddy Greg Morose, who was a teammate of mine at Arkansas, says Uncle Heavy is Mike Ibsen. From Little Rock.
Mike Ibsen.
How about
invented this hog hat.
He was the one who did it.
What
year was that?
Yeah, you got an Uncle Heavy.
It's in the 70s, doesn't it? Late 60s?
Yeah. Wow.
60.
Had no idea.
Now, you got a message from my grandson's ball coach.
A shout out to Rick Moran.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Rick.
Who's who I've known from junior deputy baseball for years, and he coached your grandson.
He coached James.
Well, he coached my son.
How about that? He's a good dude to be out there and do that stuff, man. Absolutely.
Yeah. Frankie Lisco, who's another old teammate of mine, says seeing this kind of stuff, this is what makes the Razorback family special.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Of course, you know, every fan base has this.
Sure.
But, but, you know, in a state like Arkansas, there's Tori from Down Home Catering.
Hey, Tori.
We'll get you on here in just a second. She's brought breakfast for everybody. I just think it shows the passion of the fans for any sport. And Craig, one of the things that Mark Carter, this is his home, he talked about, he would get mad in here and see the lamp that's broken right there on top, right there by the lamp now right beside you. There you go. He said he's knocked in the top of the you said you've knocked in the door here.
Totally kicked in those doors.
Now, do you pick out what you're going to abuse before the game?
Well,
in case they lose, you have an abuse list.
The first step is acknowledging there's a problem. Is that how it goes? Something
Yes.
I finally started the steps because Gertie, our latest lab, was like wigging out. And I was like, I'm not going to put her through that. That's more important to me than, you know. I've toned it down a lot. Inside, it's still churning.
Someone says, any memorabilia from the Bo Jackson Liberty Bowl? No, there's not. Listen, we lost the game. If we'd have won the game, I'd be have one signed in here, but no, that's okay.
What would you have done if you'd walked in here and there was like a framed picture of Bo like running? Yeah, just.
That's all right. Yeah.
No, I would never have that.
Yes. Jim, we got to let you go. You mentioned free fishing weekend this weekend.
So. Yes, for everything.
Yeah,
you can catch it all. Trout, too.
You can go online to find all those special places to fish as well. You talked about the fisheries.
Yes. In the fishing, yes, and in the fishing report this week. If subscribe to the fishing report. You'll get all this news. You can go to our website and subscribe to the email we send out that we as in me, send out each week, and I'll give you all the places to go. And plus, we'll have all our other people from the fishing report telling you where the fish are biting.
That's right.
Where you can go for free. Now, you'll have to pay for a guide if you want a guide. It's not free for that, Roger.
Okay.
You will have to probably, if you want a guide. But if you just want to go out and fish, you don't even have to have. Do you have a license? Does everybody in the room have a fishing license?
Hey, I'm lifetime, man. I'm
so
75.
Yeah.
I ain't gotten to worry
Roger,
about it.
Roger, you're the only one that didn't answer.
Well, I have a concealed license.
Concealed carry?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, good news is, Roger, you don't have to have a fishing license.
I don't need one. Thank you.
Hey, you can take it to Little Rock, inside Little Rock City Hall now. Y'all hear that? Yeah, you can carry inside City Hall.
Don't let any rogue goose out there come around.
We'll go ahead and take a break. Somebody said, Kevin Pankburst says as we go to break, this is an example of why the U of A needs a fan experience with memorabilia, trophies, et cetera. It's exactly right, and we're gonna, hopefully this summer we're going to hear what they're doing with all the trophies that have been in storage that need to be out of storage.
This is American Pickers at its finest.
Yes.
If you're a sports fan, a Razorback fan, it's no doubt.
Craig, this is our favorite. This is the pennant of his great-grandfather, 1920s.
Yeah, that has to be Ware Schoonover.
That's right.
Got to be the year.
They don't have been calling the Hawks in about 5 years.
I think he might have tied that to his end. You know, you see the old cars.
Yeah.
Roger, we'll have to turn our camera up to where we can see a little bit more of the stuff behind us. Yeah, we'll move the cameras around a little bit. We'll also visit with Tori from Down Home Catering, bringing breakfast today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, this place in Houston, Sandy Hutchman, they say, you got my message, they may say I have 25 to 40 people there. It's so big. It's a completely different concept to them.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in the car business, so the bar, he's got a bar that's the size of a car. Where it's got, I mean, it's a different, but you know, this is special too. This is a more intimate, special Razorback themed deal.
Well,
and so, Jim, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate you.
Yes.
Yeah, we've enjoyed having the last couple
weeks. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jim.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night in the Stanley Cup, the Carolina Hurricanes even up the series by beating the Golden Knights 5-3 on the road. Through four games, there's been 33 goals scored, which puts this on pace to be one of the highest-scoring Stanley Cup finals of all time. Game 5 will be tomorrow night. Game 4 of the NBA Finals will be tonight as the Knicks host the Spurs up 2-1. The league reviewed Victor Wembanyama's head push against Jalen Brunson in Game 3 and deemed it was not a flagrant foul yesterday. This is notable because if he had received one more flagrant foul beyond that, he would have been suspended for a game. Tip for tonight's game is set for 7:30. Coverage will be on ABC. And the Arkansas Travelers opened up their series against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals with an 11-2 win. They'll play again tonight at Dickie Stevens Park. First pitch is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Expect the mid-90s to return to the forecast for Wednesday's highs with partly to mostly sunny skies. Heat index values in the triple digits again. Wednesday night and a Thursday morning, mostly clear skies. Some patchy fog and temperatures dropping in the upper 70s. Thursday's highs in the mid-90s, mostly sunny skies with a breezy south-southwesterly wind. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Wednesday in the zone. Justin Akery and Phil Elson are back in studio to get you through the midweek hump. We'll be joined by Joe Klein with Corky's Barbecue to talk some NBA Finals action. We'll dive deeper into the Texas Tech gambling situation, see what's happening in entertainment with Bell and Sword, and we'll do birthday trivia with Brewskis for your chance to win tickets to see Dude Perfect at Simmons Bank Arena. It's all going down in the Wednesday edition of The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Worcester. With a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. One's coming.
This is Justin Akery. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital, UAMS Health, are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Oh, love that song right there. Oh, my. 729 on this Hump Day, June 10th. Last night, the Carolina Hurricanes take care of business. They beat the Vegas Golden Knights 5-3 in the Stanley Cup final. That means it's tied up 2-2. The next match will be Thursday night. Tonight you got the Spurs back in New York, Madison Square Garden against the Knicks. We will see what happens there. They're down 2-1. Should be probably another great game. You got the Razorbacks going for another national championship outdoors. Starts tonight. They also hired him the new batting coach. He was the head coach at Boise State softball team. Also sad bit of news, Orlando Waters, defensive back and special teams stand up for the Hogs back their first 2 years in the SEC, died unexpectedly. Don't know what from or how. at the age of 54. That happened yesterday. That's a sad deal.
It's a terrible deal. And I mean, 54.
I know. And we found out that Arkansas is going to play Gonzaga in an exhibition game.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Which is great. Well, and who are the other teams?
Yeah, North Carolina, Michigan State, and Arizona.
Yeah.
Place, why don't they play somebody?
We are here, if you just joined the show, we're here at the man cave of Mark Carter. Mark and Ann Carter, it's their place out in West Little Rock. And not far from Plaskett Academy is probably the best way.
Right down the road.
Yeah, and just a lot of stuff in here is really cool. Yeah. It makes you just get fired up about the Razorbacks. And it makes you want the football team to get back to where it needs to be. Do you want to thank Tori, who's here from Down Home Catering. Tori, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Tori. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Well, yeah. Of course. I'm glad to be a part of it.
And you're in a home.
Yes.
What better to be in a home if you're down home?
Exactly. Very well put.
Man.
Very well put.
So you brought enough breakfast for, say, 10 people today.
Yes.
And tomorrow, though, they say over out in Houston that you may have 25 to 40. I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, again, it's just a different kind of man cave. I asked this Sandy, who I said, now, is this a commercial place? He said, no, this is my place. This is where I invite my friends. And so you come up here to watch in really just with your family, your boys.
Yeah.
He's going to invite, 40 people over.
Right.
They're playing pool and all that. So.
Oh, yes. I saw the pictures. It was impressive.
I know.
It is. Yes. It's awesome.
Now, where is it?
It's in Houston, which is just east of Conway, about 25 miles.
Yeah.
It's out in sort of the boonies a little bit, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I do want to thank Coffee by Design West also. They're the sponsor, and Joe Klein also at Corky's is a sponsor. But thank you for doing this. How's life?
It's good. It's good. Staying busy. I like doing just catering. So.
Yeah.
Well, enough about that. What's for breakfast?
Everything. There's eggs. There's bacon and sausage and biscuits and gravy and hash browns.
Aren't you glad you did this?
How long have you been in the business?
23 years.
23 years.
Yes.
Tori, let me ask you. It's that time of year, and you still do catering and all
yes.
that. Do you do, and I know you do for the holidays and all that, do you do anything specific for somebody that wants you to cater their pool party or their summer outing?
Oh, yeah.
What do you have?
Anything, really, to be honest. Everything is customized. To be
right.
It's how many people they're going to have, what they're doing.
And if I've got 15 people coming to the pool, or a picnic or whatever that we want you to cater, we'll tell you that, and then you'll tell us what you have for them.
Yeah. I mean, you can do anything.
You fry chicken?
Yes, I do fried chicken.
You got thighs and breasts and
I mean, you know I got big breasts.
That's what you know. It just dawned on me.
Excuse me.
We've got to have some of that.
What is your phone number?
It's 501-804-4330.
I say it again.
501-804-4330.
Or you can Google it. You can find it on Facebook and all the other places.
Yes, uh-huh.
501-801-4430.
Hey, Tori's been doing this for a long time. Had a great relationship with her for so many years.
Yes.
Tell Chris we said hello. And we'll see. Now, are you coming out? Are you going to be delivering tomorrow, too?
Yes.
So, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, because I don't have as many. I have a smaller staff now that I don't have the restaurant. So.
Yes, yes.
I'm a cook, delivery person. I've always been all of it. But
what time you get up this morning? What time? You get up
three.
Look at her.
So. You're the best. Look at that. Look at that shirt. Very
shirt
cool.
Right there.
Heather Baker and Ryan are here today.
I couldn't get one myself.
Or
to Qualls. I don't have one.
Yes.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a break. We have to do Craig's open when we come back. We got to talk about the Tomato Festival.
Oh.
Are you going to be down there at the Tomato Festival?
I'm kicking it off, dude.
Yeah.
And I brought what I'm going to use to kick it off. With the Grinch that stole the Pink Tomato Festival.
Of course.
A parody of the Grinch that stole Christmas. And I'm hoping to read just one stanza on this show. But in the man cave, I'm trying to figure out, is it appropriate?
Yeah, sure it is. The other thing, if you notice, there's a painting of a quarterback named Carter. The Razorback. And I said, did you have a son that played, or is that you? And you go, no, is it Razorback Foundation? They would do those for you, right? They would...
No, that was me, man. Actually, you don't remember?
Don't remember?
Yeah, it was a Razorback Foundation. They you get like three choices of free gifts. You get like a windbreaker, or you can get your name put on the back of an actual Razorback player to make it look like it's you of his jersey. So yeah,
somebody,
so I chose that.
So, yeah, I'll take that over the windbreaker.
That's the voice of Mark Carter, who owns a house here with Ann, and it works for Amp Magazine. And Heather Baker is here, as I just mentioned. I did want to say too. Somebody said you sound like Justin Moore. I didn't pick up on that at all.
I didn't either, no.
If you missed it yesterday, Justin put out an announcement
that
says he's focusing on his health. Is going to be it's going to take some time away, both singing and with us. So we're going to respect that and let him take care of himself and his family.
You can do Justin more when he's not here.
Are we not insulting Justin right now?
So anyway, so we'll
sing Devil Went Down to Georgia.
No, that's it. That's not it. So anyway, so we want Justin to take care of business with himself and his family and his health, and he'll be back soon. Tori, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Tori.
We will see you tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow morning.
Yes, let's go get some eggs.
Dang it, I just confused the listener. Way to go, Craig.
So good. You did good.
No, not really.
Don't go away. 7:35 here at Morning Mayhem.
Partnership with Oaklawn Sports is now available right here in Arkansas. Right now, new FanDuel customers can hit the court with $350 in bonus bets guaranteed after betting $5 a day for 7 straight days. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is the best place to bet all your favorite players during the NBA Finals. Play your game any way you want. And best of all, with FanDuel, you get paid instantly when you win. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get $350 in bonus bets guaranteed after betting $5 each day for 7 days. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and partner of Oaklawn Sports. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. Minimum $5 wage required for 7 consecutive days. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why should we feel the burn when we work out? We should feel the bounce, not the burn. The bounce in your step that comes when joining the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. Variety and excitement, you found it. People will witness the fitness.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Getting older is part of life, y'all. Feeling exhausted all the time? Doesn't have to be, man. Look, if your energy's down, your sex drive isn't what it used to be, your workouts feel harder, your focus is off, maybe you just don't feel like yourself anymore, it may be time to head on down to Low T Center. Truth is, 25% of men over 40 have low testosterone. For many men out there, the symptoms happen so gradually that you may not even notice it. You assume it's stress, work, lack of sleep, or just part of aging. Reality is, it's probably low testosterone. Low T Center is the answer. At Low T Center, they know that we're all wired different. So they use lab work, symptoms, health history, and personal goals to create treatment plans that are tailored to each patient specifically. TRT can boost your energy, your focus, libido, body composition, mood, overall quality of life. You don't have to settle for feeling less than your best. Low T Center works with most major insurances and offers a free testosterone test for men who want the answers. Visit FixMyLowT.com to book your appointment today. That's FixMyLowT.com.
Something big is coming. Clayton Homes of Mayflower is officially opening their doors, and they want to celebrate with you. On Saturday, June 13th from 9 to 5, stop by for the grand opening event. Tour beautiful homes, enjoy the festivities, and receive a $500 gift card if you purchase a new home during the event. And the buzz will be there from noon to 2. Mark your calendar and head to 15 Interstate Drive to say hello and maybe find your dream home. $500 gift card offer only available at participating Clayton Homes family of brands retailers. Restrictions apply. Not available with USDA FHA VA financing. See your local retailer for full terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Crawfish season is here at Eat My Catfish.
and we've got crawfish at all locations. Get your boil fixed today with any of our boiling buckets of crawfish, crab legs, and shrimp. Come see us or order online at eatmycatfish.com.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Hey, everybody. This is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton. And I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on the Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
All right, 7:40 on this Wednesday, June 10th. We are on the road at our first Man Cave winner contest from our Man Cave contest. Get everybody on here. Yeah, good. It is 7:40. Glad you're with us. We're at the home of Mark Carter and Ann Carter. You can check out their place on our YouTube stream or Facebook. There's so many items in here of Razorback memorabilia, so much to cover. And we've been doing it all show. Craig O'Neill is here as well. Do we need to listen? Can we bring
him
in?
He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Well, who has on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
The Shonda Ree.
Shonda Ree, get on
tell
out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Thank you, thank you.
Greg, great to have Craig here. Also, the boss of Mark Carter is here today, Heather Baker.
Wanted to know where he is.
From AMP and AY Magazine. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
I hadn't reported to work.
Yeah, just making sure. Where are you?
Right, I know. If we only knew someone that could feature this incredible room. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at it, Mark. You've been like, you know, Mark is so quiet and introverted. And
no.
He's the person you never know what's going to come out of his mouth in a meeting. And sometimes I cringe. I'm like, what is he about to say? Let's reel it back in, Mark. True. Let's reel it back in. But this is an incredible room with so much history.
Yes. I think you could win an award writing an article on this.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Again,
for those Diamond Award.
For those just joined the show, it goes, you know, 1925 pendant of your great-grandfather. You've got clocks that are, you know, 50, 60 years old, helmets that back when I played. You got posters from the 70s that are really cool, you know, hog helmets, you know, stuff from the yard, a little bit of everything. And so, yeah, Heather, we didn't know, and I did not know that he worked for you at the time. You know, somebody would say, well, that's not fair. It was blind. Our judges do, I think it was Justin Moore, it was Darren McFadden, it was Kanan and Ginger Sandy, and then Melinda Mayo. So that you won fair
and
square.
And I didn't enter, and I knew y'all were doing it. But Ann, my wife, entered me without me knowing.
I just met her best friend downstairs who said, you should enter Mark's Man Cave in this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And so, okay. Anyway, Ryan's here filming on Facebook, too.
B-roll always.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Now, Craig, you were the MC of the Tomato Festival this weekend, right?
Well, I'm not the MC, David. I'm kicking it off. And last year,
master of ceremonies.
Last year I went to and read to the library The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
Yes, sir.
They took me out to lunch afterwards, and I said, you know, I ought to come back for the Pink Tomato Festival and do The Grinch That Stole the Pink Tomato Festival. Lo and behold, we're kicking off the entire festival tomorrow at the library at 11 a.m. Bring the kids for the Grinch That Stole the Pink Tomato Festival.
Now, wait a minute. So is this a parody. Is this the Bradley County?
The Bradley County Pink Tomato Festival. My family's got it in my DNA. I've got pink tomatoes in my DNA because my father's family is from Warren.
This is the 70th. This is the 70th.
Yeah. Okay. I was 5 years old when the first one hit.
I had wanted to go to this, Roger.
Yeah, me too. Listen.
It had it on my calendar, but we got some stuff
things.
Going on. All right, go ahead, Craig.
Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the first verse. Yes, the Grinch stealing Christmas was possibly the worst, but we now know that mean act was not his first. Before he moved to Whoville, the Grinch lived in Warren, in a cave with a kitchen and a porch and a den. He also had a garden where he attempted to grow a big, delicious pink tomato. But no matter how hard he worked and tried, every tomato he planted soon wilted and died. Maybe it was the dirt, the water, or not enough sun. But with every failure, he became undone. Just why this happened, we can't understand. But he began to despise what grew on this land. And he goes on from there.
That's a challenge.
And he tries to steal the entire festival.
Very nice. Now, are you a big tomato? Do you like tomatoes?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding?
Heather, are you a tomato?
I grow them at home.
And you can put tomatoes from all around the world on a table, blindfold me, have them labeled, blindfold me. I can pick up and taste it, and I know the Warren tomato.
What about you, Mark? You a tomato guy?
I'll have it. Tomato on my burger, yeah.
So, Roger, I remember Roger, Tommy.
I'm not going to eat like an apple.
There you go. And what would Tommy always say is the favorite use of a tomato?
BLT.
A BLT. Yeah. And so we would.
Yeah.
I think we had a contest trying to find out who's got the best BLT in Arkansas. Like,
what are the purple ones called? Those that were the, because we were getting some from Warren, the heirloom. Those things are, wow. I mean, it's an unbelievable.
And I think it was one of the dairy bars between Saline County or somewhere, one of the old dairy bars.
Salem Dairy Bar.
Yeah, that was really a good. And I'm not a big tomato guy. I mean, I'll eat them. But
it's plain.
Bacon, woo. So if you've got a nomination for the best tomato.
I think it's Burgess.
BLT?
It's delicious.
Could be, could be.
Now, you're wearing a shirt, Heather, that is, what does it say? Move your hair where I can see it. Arkansas's number one trivia host. It's AY Magazine's Best of 2026. Roger Scott, Mainline Sports Bar, 103.7 The Bud.
It actually looks better on her than it does on Qualls.
So that's a design by Steve Qualls, Design Lab.
Yep.
I love the signature there. Look at that.
That's a great looking shirt. Thank you for supporting it. Well, who do you
I got it as a little gift. Well, I provided the logos.
She did. She provided the contest.
And before anybody else.
Yeah, I'm sure did.
I was there. I was there last night.
Yeah,
and watch you do your thing last night, and you got another one tonight. Private one tonight.
That tonight we'll be doing the Arkansas Bar Association is having a big shindig of trivia down there in the big room at the casino.
And we're the sponsor of that too.
Are you really?
Yeah. So
anything that you're not sponsoring, Heather?
Not that you want to go to. Right.
We're everywhere.
I know. Arkansas Money and Politics is sponsoring the main.
Did you know that Mark had a background in sports in his writing? Did you know that?
Of course. Yeah. Most of his awards this year are sports writing. He's very good at business, but when he gets assigned every sports story and can put a twist on it like nobody else can.
You're the senior editor at AMP, which is Arkansas Money and Politics, and you also have AY Magazine, and I was just saying both of them have a gazillion pages in them every month. Y'all pack so much.
Mental health guide as well.
It's funny with him and Jim Harris. We started talking, Craig, about sports. You know, you grow up in the state, and then you start writing about it, and then passionate. We find out Heather, he's throwing things in here. This may be his man cave, but he can throw things and break things in here.
Simmer down on the tipper.
I know.
You see the lamp was broke at the top there. That's the sign of
anything in here that you stole, that you walked off with. They never knew.
Roger's going to try to do that.
You know what? I'm just telling you. I'm walking out of here with
that street sign.
Look out.
It was on the ground. If a street sign's on the ground.
Is that from your college days? Where did you get that?
No, that's from like 20 years
That's ago. Hillcrest.
That's where he lived. Before the Peace Bond.
Here's some messages from our Milton Eaton Air text line. Somebody says Cherokee Purple Tomato, Roger.
That's it. Thank you.
Everybody's saying that's Tommy's favorite.
Yeah.
Someone for Craig. I've written 2 children's books and don't know where to start for publishing. Any suggestions, Craig?
Craig's publishing house.
Heather. She publishes everything. Are you kidding?
Here's one. Baz is eating bacon. Yes, I was eating bacon. Bacon, you know, I guess because we're pork, I guess that's what the point of it is.
Sure.
That's okay. 661-1037. Someone says, Google says U of A went from Cardinals to Razorbacks and a live mascot was introduced in 1960. I thought you did that, Baz. No, what I did, I reintroduced the true Razorback lineage mascot program. We've gotten away from that. We had like a farm pig, like a Duroc pig, Craig, when I was a player, and I was embarrassed by it. I said, we should have a real Razorback. So with the help of Keith Stokes, the late Keith Stokes, we've got a real Russian boar.
Oh, I was there on the ground floor, David.
That's right. You remember that?
Yeah,
that
was I was with you.
That was back in 96, sure. About 30 years ago. And so, yeah.
I just got a message. This is actually one of the most interesting shows they've ever had.
Yes, well, it is. Oh, wow. It's thank you. It is a little weird going in somebody's house that you just meet, and you're going, we're going to go upstairs. Mm-hmm. We're walking upstairs with your dog, and just say, you know, here we are.
Gertie.
She pops in and out.
We had probably about 30 different entries in Razorback theme and non-Razorback theme. Tomorrow, it's interesting, the gentleman tomorrow in Houston, he was in the car business. And so what he would do, like he chopped the front end of a car off and would made it into a bench or a bar. The bar he has is like a full car. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, Man Cave has become a thing. You know, Justin, speaking of, Justin Moore's Man Cave is just off the chart. I mean, he's got, some of it themed with hunting. Yeah. You know, Craig, if you had a man cave, what would it be? Would it be
horse racing?
Okay, it'd be horse racing.
I sort of already have it in a small way. I have all this horse racing paraphernalia.
Yeah, do you have it in a man cave?
Sort of, semi man.
What would you put in a
an over the hill man cave?
What would you put in a woman's cave?
You know what? I would put cars.
Okay, yeah, because you're a car girl. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I need a bigger garage. That's what I need. But you were actually, Craig, you're saying how we met. Did we meet through auto buyer days, or remember my son was one of your heroes?
It was through your son. Yeah.
Right. So my son actually, we rented War Memorial Stadium, and I hired Clint and some of the Razorback football players, and I invited all the foster kids from the entire state of Arkansas.
We
had a big cake made. I almost got sued because it was made like War Memorial Stadium, and we had all the foster kids out there, and everybody bought gifts. And so one of the cool things, when they left, they took one of Hunter's birthday gifts for the kids, Craig named Hunter one of his heroes of the year.
Arkansas of the day, and I loved how the kids came in through the entrance onto the field, and all the entrances I've seen the Razorbacks take on, this one is just as inspirational and wonderful.
Cool stuff.
One of the things, you're looking at all the shelves, you told me yesterday, Mark, that you've got Razorback, and you're obviously watching the Redskin fan back in the day. You also have a pair of tennis shoes tell us about the pair of tennis shoes you have.
Those belong to Danny Manning. He, back in the 90s, I was working for the paper out in Jacksonville, the Leader, and Scottie Pippen had arranged a charity game and brought in a bunch of NBA stars.
I remember.
Larry Johnson.
I was the PA. I did your PA that day.
And I was sitting at the end of press row right next to one of the benches, and Danny Manning was sitting right next to me the whole game. And I would go get nachos or popcorn during the game. I mean, because you're covering it, but it's not like you're intensely covering it like you would a normal like college game or something. And so I was sharing my nachos, and I think I got him a drink and popcorn with him, and we visited the whole game. And then after it was over, we just got up and said, hey, nice to meet you, bye. And he started to walk off, and then he turned around and he had taken his shoes off, and those are size 17, I think.
Wow.
And he was holding them in his hand. It was just like the Mean Joe Green Coat commercial. I was the little kid, where he gives him his jersey. He just walked back and plopped him down in front of me and walked off, so it was awesome.
That and Richard Roundtree.
Craig, you're 75. You've watched a lot of Razorback history. If you look around the room, what is to you the most special time? Is it that time right there?
I haven't seen that one.
I've never seen the poster before.
And you see Sidney higher than anybody else. He was the quickest leaper in the history of Razorback basketball. There are others who could leap higher, but not as quickly as he could. And he would go 0 to 43 inches in a matter of a millisecond.
Yeah.
But this pennant
that's
framed from what year?
1920s.
I think it's, late 20s or, 1930s.
Well, if you consider they had not been calling, they didn't start calling the Hogs till, according to legend, 1922. They'd only been calling the Hogs for about 8 years when that pennant
was
used. Isn't that amazing?
A lot of folks are listening and going, "Wow, we should have entered the Man Cave contest. We'll do it again next year. Roger, we'll do it again next year."
I think I need a sponsor, and we feature the winners.
Oh, it'd be great. I love that.
It's all happening on this morning show, folks.
I love that. Cool. As a matter of fact, somebody's listening down in Warren. The Warren Lumberjacks Booster Club is listening. They heard you read your deal.
Awesome. That was incredible.
Beat Fordyce.
We need to have you, like, just read AMP. Right. Just do an audio book.
Someone says you guys have to have the best She Shed contest. I've heard the She Shed.
Right.
We will take a break here in a minute, come back, and we'll play a little match game. Do want to thank all of our sponsors. You can't do it without our sponsors. Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Sponsor Trey Reed, of course, Jim Harris today, and Joe Nichols will be coming up a little bit later. Genesis of Conway sponsors Craig. We see Craig all over the
Genesis
place.
Genesis taking me to Warren, y'all.
We'll do a match game brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories and Searcy and Conway. And do want to thank Heather Baker for her support. Matter of fact, Thursday, I think, there's a little gathering that we'll be celebrating some of the
Roger
successes.
Scott.
Hey, listen.
It's all for him. Red carpet.
Here's the deal. Here's the
aerial people.
Open it up for everybody. I don't want it just to be me. I really can't.
Has it ever occurred to you that you're now a trivia question? Who won the trivia host of the year in 2020?
So, This
is for Craig. All right, Craig. I expect you to get this in less than 3 seconds.
All right, I'm going to count.
No pressure.
48 years ago, on this day, 1978, something in sports happened that was very rare. It's only happened a number of times that you should know because it has to do with horse racing. What happened on this day, 1978, 48 years ago, a horse won a race that put it in his, in the history books? Who was it?
Van Landingham? Won the Belmont?
Craig, oh my gosh. Affirmed. Won the Belmont Stakes and captured the Triple Crown only
in 1978.
Before
it was Seattle Slough. Right. And the year before it was Bold Forbes. And the year before that, would you like to know?
I thought that was right up your. Here's one for you. Here's one even.
Well, now Affirmed had come a year after, or actually. A year after Seattle Slough won the Triple Crown, so that wasn't that big a deal.
Give you another shot, Craig. Don't blurt, Roger, because on this day in 1972, Sammy Davis Jr. earned his place at the top of the charts for the first time and only time in his career. What was the song?
Candyman.
Candyman is correct.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very good.
I bailed myself out.
You wanted to redeem yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And on this day in 1935.
Ooh, I'm going to win trivia.
Dr. Robert Smith and Dr. Bob started something, Roger, in 1935. What was it?
AA.
That's exactly right. And it's a friend of Bill. Is it what is that?
Friend of Bill.
Friend of Bill. On this day in 1935. So a lot of cool things happened on this day. In addition, we lost Ray Charles on this day.
Because they had gone and bet on a different horse the day before.
Yes. And this also was the final episode of The Sopranos. What was the song, Craig, that was featured?
Now you got me on this.
Anybody want to help out on that? The song that was featured.
I sit in a different room, singing to my tip of them.
Remember, the screen goes black? At the end, everybody got mad and go, "What's happened? What's happened? What are you doing?"
And I still don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's the deal. When I watch a movie, I don't want to figure out what happened. I want to know. Got it.
It left it up to you to figure out.
Yeah, I don't.
Kind of like Who Shot JR.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, that thing went black and
by the way, I watched Shooter last night again, Christian. That's our movie, Hawks Holmes movie review of a movie. It's a good flick.
It's
a really good flick. I've seen it 1,000 times.
I'll give it a shot.
Craig, you want to stick around one more second?
I've got to get back, you all. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's right.
Thanks for letting me read the poem. And that's thanks. Awesome. I'm coming back here to watch a game.
Anytime. Come on. Let's go. Yeah.
This is for real. Fabulous.
Yeah. Party at Mark's, everybody. We'll give you his address.
That's right.
Man. I'm coming too.
Even though Gertie does not like me and greeted me with barking.
Gertie the black lad does like you. Thank you, Craig.
Love you guys.
Yes, thank you. Love you too, buddy. All right, don't go away. It's 8 o'clock here. We're going to play a little match game when we come back. We'll let Heather help us out on that. All right, 8 o'clock. Don't go away.
Just to take you along, baby, get ready.
The best seats at the game don't always require tickets. Sometimes all you need is a pair of earphones. And 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need extra